We're getting towards Rosh Hashanah, so it's a good time, if we haven't already done it, to do a little bit of preparation. And one of the important ways of doing that is by reviewing the davening a little bit, be'ikr, the psukim of Malchus, Achernus, and Shifras, because it's clear from Chazal that that's the ikr avodas hayom of the day, together with Tekiyas Shifar. So we'll start with Malchus, because that's the first one. Hashem yimlech le'olam void. So we'll start with this pasuk. Right at the beginning. A question. Don't really know if it's actually a kasha, but there's always this certain sense of why do you need to state the obvious? You know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. You know that He's almighty, all-powerful. You know, stating the obvious almost sounds a little bit cliche. Like, what's the point? Why do you have to say what's just patently obvious, if it's a matter of just making sure that you don't forget, because like the Ramchal says in the Hagdamat HaMaseis Sharim, you know, things that are obvious, well, people don't wind up paying too much attention to them, because after all, they're obvious, and then they wind up forgetting about them. Okay, so let's remind ourselves every now and then. But to make a whole big deal out of making a proclamation out of it, it almost seems as if it's, you know, like we said, cliche. Like, what exactly are you doing? Again, it's not a kasho, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and the Derech of Malchus is that you proclaim His Malchus. That being said, I do think that perhaps there's a certain angle over here that might not be apparent on the surface level, but really when you think about it, it's totally included in the words, or at least in the message of the words. Hashem Yimlech Le'olam Void. Hashem will rule, He will be King forever and ever. So what does that mean to us? I think one of the things that it means to us is in regards to when things happen in the world that we come across that would, on the surface level, that, you know, ostensibly, apparently, would look like a contradiction to the Malchus of Hashem. For, you know, the classic example being someone who's a tzaddik and something terrible happens to him. On the surface level, that doesn't look like Malchus, that doesn't look like Hashem's running the show, because if Hashem is running the show, then why is He letting this terrible thing happen to this person who's following His dictates and listening to everything that He tells him, etc.? I don't know if this is an answer to the kasha, but it certainly is something that an awareness of it helps us to understand why really it's not a contradiction. And that is Hashem Yimlech Le'olam Void. Hashem is the King not just now, He's the King forever. In other words, Hashem's Malchus spans and encompasses the entirety of history. Even the history to which we're not privy at all, both in the past and in the future. And when you are aware of that, so then you realize that whatever it is that we see, we're only seeing a very, very, very small part of the picture. Like the Pasuk says, that the general lifespan of a person is 70 years. Maybe nowadays it's a little bit longer, perhaps, because of medical advances. But, you know, basically, general lifespan is around 70 years. And bigvurais shmainim shana, you know, if a person's a real big gibur, he's really strong, he's really something, so maybe he can make it to his 80s. And of course, we know there are people that make it to their 90s and 100s, but the Pasuk is obviously speaking in general. What does that mean? That means that even a person, you know, let's even take the person who lived, you know, in modern history, certainly nobody's hit 120. Even someone who hits that level, he still only has a drop in the bucket of the whole span of the history of the world. So when you know that you're only seeing a tiny, tiny, tiny little sliver, then it's not difficult to understand at all, well, okay, I'm missing the broader picture. And if I would have the broader picture, then I'd be able to understand why not only what I just saw or experienced is not a contradiction, chas v'shalom, to the Malchus of Hashem, it fits into His plan. It's part of His plan. I was thinking that it could be that there's a remez for this in the word va'ed. Because the word Va'ed is the letters Vav, Ayin, and Dalet. And if you take the gematria of each one of those letters, it adds up to a total of 80. Ayin is 70, Vav is 6, Dalet is 4, a total of 80. So perhaps there's a remez that Yimloich Lo'olam Voed, Hashem's Malchus is forever and ever, and there's a remez that there's 80 in the letters of Va'ed, but then if you switch around the letters of Va'ed, it becomes Oid. But there's always more. Oid means more. There's always more. You think, wow, you live till 80 years old, wow, you're very experienced and you know so much, and it's true. An 80-year-old person, like the Gemara says, how many experiences have passed over these elderly people? They do know a lot. But vis-a-vis the Ribbono Shel Olam, vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a drop in the ocean. There's always more. There's always Oid. One more little remez, perhaps, is Hashem Yimlaich Va'ed. What's Va'ed? Hashem is the king, is the king forever. Va'ed, and he's the aid. He's the witness. What's a witness? Va'ed, an aid. Hashem is the witness. What does it mean? And there's a Mishnah Perkei Avos that Hashem is, that says Hashem is the judge. Hashem is the witness. So what's a witness? A witness is someone who could tell you precisely what happened. There's Sheva Drishais, Sheva Chakirais. The Beis Din has to investigate very, very thoroughly to make sure that these witnesses are absolutely 100% certain of what they saw, and that they didn't miss any details that could change the story from the beginning to the end. So who's the only one who really, really, really could be a witness to tell you the absolute implications of any particular event in history? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because only He truly knows the totality of the context.